gaining control. I'm Richard Jordan, Fox News. Russian forces are reportedly pulling back from Ukraine's capital.
A series of explosions have reportedly been heard and smoke seen in Ukraine's southern port city of Odessa. This comes as Ukrainian troops are retaking areas around the capital of Kyiv. Ukraine's President Zelensky accusing the Russians of creating a catastrophic situation by laying landmines around the town before they pulled out. Meanwhile, a slight ray of hope for the war-weary people of Ukraine. A Ukraine negotiator says peace talks with Russia have reached a point where President Zelensky and President Putin could soon be meeting, possibly in Turkey. Negotiators reportedly have reached agreements on enough elements for a potential peace deal.
Fox's Aisha Hazni. President Zelensky says Ukraine knows Russia has the forces to put even more pressure on the east and south of Ukraine, insisting that Ukrainians will defend themselves and their freedom. The ex-boyfriend of missing mother Cassie Carley is now in custody. Police say Marcus Spanavello was arrested in Tennessee on charges of tampering with evidence and giving false information. Carley was last seen in Florida almost a week ago while meeting Spanavello in a restaurant parking lot. The couple's 4-year-old daughter is safe. A man was killed and 2 women are hurt after a shooting at a Virginia mall. Norfolk Police Chief Larry Boone says the gunfire was the result of an altercation about money.
This is the 3rd, I believe, shooting inside the mall in the last several years. So it's problematic.
Police are asking the public for information to help identify the gunman. The NCAA Men's Basketball Championship is set. North Carolina will face Kansas. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number 1 cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Next month, the CDC is lifting the policy put in place during the pandemic to keep out migrants in order to avoid spreading COVID-19. But migrants continue to arrive at the border with the policy still in place.
We are getting some new staggering numbers from CBP sources in terms of the number of migrants who have gotten into the country and snuck in without ever being caught. Listen to this. CBP sources telling me just in the last 6 months alone, there have been more than 300,000 known gotaways, including more than 62,000 just last month in March alone. You do the math on that, that's about 2,000 gotaways slipping by our agents every single day.
Fox's Bill Malugin in Eagle Pass, Texas. President Biden commissioned a nuclear attack submarine at the dock in Wilmington, Delaware. The commissioning of the USS Delaware was delayed 2 years because of the pandemic. It's a story of farmers helping farmers in a coast-to-coast effort.
The state of Maine is renowned for many things, including its potatoes. They had a bumper crop this past season, which was good news for local farmers. And as it turns out, it's also good news for those potato growers out west. They did not have a very good growing season thanks to high heat and dry weather. So Maine farmers banded together and shipped by rail more than 21 million pounds of spuds, more than 2,500 miles for processing, into French fries and other products to be exported from Washington. And those taters bound for Idaho, meanwhile, were seed potatoes. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
Heavy machinery damaged dinosaur tracks from 112 million years ago. Officials say equipment used to rebuild a boardwalk in southeastern Utah drove over the Mill Canyon dinosaur track site. The damage is minor. A backhoe also drove over a prehistoric crocodile crossing. I'm Richard Jordan, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.